There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia, where during a University of Sydney SRC meeting on May the 14th, students turned their backs on Jewish speakers opposing motions condemning Israel and supporting an anti-Semitism definition endorsed by many Australian universities. Jewish leaders condemned the event as anti-Semitic, warning of harm to Jewish students. Despite university assurances of independence, concerns about increasing anti-Semitism and extremism persists, with Jewish groups calling for a judicial inquiry to address hostile campus environments. On Wednesday, in Kortrijk, in the Netherlands, anti-Israel protesters gathered near a Christian Zionist celebration, but were quickly confronted by local youths, including football players, who chased and assaulted them. The event, attended by supporters, Israel's ambassador, and the Dutch chief rabbi, was disrupted by around 30 Salafist-linked demonstrators. This incident mirrors recent anti-Israel protests in Dutch cities, with locals actively defending the event and preventing further violence amid ongoing tensions. On May the 20th, the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission will host a public hearing on global Jewish persecution. Experts like Ted Deutsch, Marina Rosenberg, Eric Fussfield, and Hannah Rosenthal will share insights and policy suggestions. The discussion will examine government actions involving efforts to combat anti-Semitism and instances that may promote it and assess their effectiveness. Aimed at raising awareness, the event will be live-streamed and accessible to the public, highlighting the ongoing need to address anti-Semitism worldwide. The Jewish Museum Kieresaal opens a new exhibit on a Sunday titled Longing for Freedom, The World of Anne Frank, showcasing photos, text and videos about Anne Frank's life, her Holocaust experiences and her diary. It features local stories of discrimination from Kieresaal youths and highlights the island's Jewish history since 1634. The exhibit also honors resistance hero George Maduro and is free for students. Designed to inspire youth, it offers multilingual materials, including Papiamentu, emphasizing resilience and hope through personal stories. We come to the end of yet another week. Let's reflect on what stories made headlines. Margot Friedlander, a notable Holocaust survivor and influential figure, died at the age of 103 in Berlin. Her foundation praised her importance, emphasizing her role as a crucial voice in contemporary German history. A Virginia court mandated American Muslims for Palestine to submit financial records. The AMP denies terrorism links and faces ongoing investigations and lawsuits related to alleged terrorist supporting connections. In April, a fire damaged historic buildings in Paramaribo, Suriname, threatening the Neve Shalom Synagogue and archives. Rescue efforts retrieved many priceless records. Melbourne's Jewish community is warned to remain vigilant this coming Sunday as a pro-Palestinian Nakba Day march, organized by Free Palestine Melbourne, will conclude at St Kilda Beach after passing significant locations. A 2024 report shows a sharp rise in online anti-Semitism across Latin America, with over 160 million Spanish social media posts analyzed, revealing that traditional anti-Semitic content has doubled. And finally, new day will end. Was there any doubt? Israeli Eurovision 2025 contestant Yuval Rafael has advanced to the final after her first semi-final performance in Basel with New Day Will Rise. Despite disruptions, she received applause and cheers, responding with gratitude and saying, "Thank you, Europe, I love you." Later, she told the Israeli delegation that protests only motivated her further. Performing 14th among 16 acts, she finished as one of 10 countries to qualify for the final tomorrow night, ending her act with a heartfelt thank you.
Thank you, Europe, I love you!
Merci. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.